This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Note the words of Jesus, as he said, "And he said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world, and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 26. Jesus had just finished saying that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. Luke chapter 9, verse 22. Jesus was about to be sacrificed on the cross. Some of the very ones to whom he was speaking would deny him. They would be ashamed of him. And therefore, Jesus sets forth the fact that if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. Friends, ask yourself this question. Have I ever been ashamed of Jesus? No, absolutely not. Why would you even dare ask me such a question? Because many are, and some do so, and don't even realize that they are ashamed of the Lord. Luke says that there are two ways in which we may be ashamed of the Lord. First, to be ashamed of owning him as our own. Did you ever hear someone using his name in vain or running Jesus down in some manner and simply duck your head and act as though you did not hear, thinking to yourself, "I don't want to start something"? If you have, then friend, you're guilty of having been ashamed of Jesus. Second, to be ashamed of his word. T.B. Larimore, a gospel preacher in days gone by, said, "I would be ashamed to be afraid and afraid to be ashamed to preach anything that is taught in the New Testament." Paul was not ashamed of our Lord or of his word, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans chapter 1, verse 16. If we really, truly, sincerely believe, we won't be ashamed either. Romans chapter 9, verse 33, and chapter 10, verse 11. We will study so as not to be ashamed. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. We will abide in him so as not to be ashamed. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. To be ashamed of Jesus is to be ashamed of the truth. When we say we don't want to cause any controversy and therefore avoid an issue of truth or refuse to teach or speak out on a Bible truth, we can be sure that we are ashamed of Jesus and his word. Jesus stirred up controversy everywhere he went. How? Simply by teaching the truth? Why did he insist on teaching the truth? Because he was not ashamed of God and because he loved mankind. Who is ashamed of our Lord? First, the skeptics are ashamed of him. Second, the disobedient are ashamed of him. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Third, those who compromise with the world are ashamed of him. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Fourth, those who neglect his commandments are ashamed of him. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Christ has said that if we are ashamed of him or his words, then when he comes in his glory, he will be ashamed of us. But there is also something else said about this matter. God says that if we are not ashamed of him, he will not be ashamed of us. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 11, verse 16, and Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.